Hey, you want that to go?
Good morning. Our first takeout comes from our listeners, you. We talked yesterday about how 3/4 of Americans all drive themselves to work instead of taking public transit. That's at thetakeaway.org if you want more details.
So what's stopping you from getting on the train or the bus?
This is Leah Hugon from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I went here to go to college. I tried to get a job at night, and I needed to take the bus, but the buses stopped running at 6, so I couldn't find a job at night that ended at 6. So no transportation, no job.
That's tough. Your commute stories at thetakeaway.org.
We also wanted to talk about our conversation yesterday on how short doesn't necessarily have to cripple you.
I want to tell you a story about my dad, who's 90 and still alive and kicking. He is 4'11" and happily married to my mother, who was also 4'11". So back during the Great War, he was considered too short. He missed out on that experience. Luckily, he remained alive after the war, but I believe that impacted him for the rest of his life.
You don't have to be short, but we want all of your stories at our website, thetakeaway.org, or you can reach us at 8778-MYTAKE.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.